Today I'm here with Fred Malo, volunteer for 350 Roaring Fork, who's been organizing the Strike for Climate Action taking place this Friday at Soperus Park. Thanks for joining me, Fred.
You bet.
So what's going on Friday? Tell me about the event.
On Friday at noon at Soperus Park, we're going to have a Strike for Climate Action. There will be a drum circle led by Lori Loeb of Mountain Fair fame. There will be speakers. I think I have 11 speakers lined up right now, and that list could grow. We're going to be talking about what we can do to affect climate change in the detrimental effects of it, be it activism or private stuff that a person can do, like walk, ride a bike, or take public transportation. We're just going to try to give the people some direction on what they can do about this looming crisis.
Obviously, anyone can come to this, but who are you really trying to encourage to show up to this event?
Students. Overall students. As you might suspect, this thing is being inspired by Greta Thunberg, the Swedish 16-year-old who has come to this country to inspire this strike. And she is a student, and she's been skipping school for over a year now on Fridays to promote climate action. And we're asking local students to do the same. We don't support truancy, but I think this should be looked at as a field event where you can learn a little bit about climate activism and the things we can do to straighten out this horrible mess we've got ourselves into.
So you mentioned that there's going to be people speaking. Do you want to talk about what some of those speakers might be talking about, who they are and what they might be talking about?
Sure will. Starting with Mayor Dan Richardson of Carbondale, who will talk about Carbondale's move towards an all-renewable town. Aaron Riccio from Conservation Colorado, which is a lobbying group that has lobbied the state legislature to get things like SB 181. We'll have Dr. Greg Feinzinger talking about the positive effects of a plant-based diet on the climate. Alicia Zaringa from Wilderness Workshop will talk about the impacts on wildlife of climate change. Elin Pevic, she is very involved in planting trees. And trees, of course, have a very positive effect on climate change because of the CO2 they absorb. Her daughter, Ruthie Brown, will also speak. Will Hodges will speak. Armin Coney, former Eagle County commissioner and a candidate for the U.S. Congress last year, will speak, and he is an avid climate activist. Erica Sparhawk, who is a Carbondale trustee and also very active in CLEAR, will talk about the CLEAR energy options available. Gwen Garcelon will speak, and she is involved in advising business and organizations about the crisis of climate change and what can be done about it. So we have a pretty full slate, and plus Jimmy Byrne will conclude the event with a song he's written about the challenge of climate change, and we think that's a pretty full agenda.
And so the event is on noon on Friday at Soperus Park in Carbondale. Do you have any idea how long it might last?
We're planning on an hour.
Once again, Fred Malo with 350 Roaring Fork, who's been organizing the Strike for Climate Action that's taking place this Friday at Soperus Park at noon. Is there anything else that you want to say before we go, Fred?
Just encourage people to come and come with ideas about things we can do. We're going to have posters all over the park of suggestions of small things and big things, you know. Small things like walk, bike, or take public transportation, and big things like go to the COGCC or the Garfield County Commissioners and bang on their desk and demand they do something about regulating this destructive industry that oil and gas has become.
Thank you so much for your time today, Fred.
Thank you.